Good morning. That very familiar passage where the Lord confirms with pastoral authority, I will make you fishers of men. I will do that. A few hours ago, Pope Francis sent his greetings to the Patriarch of the Orthodox Church, the Patriarch Bartholomew, which is their great feast day of St. Andrew. And in his letter, the Holy Father recognizes that it's because of human interference, pride, that the division of the church has occurred. And when the Lord prayed on the cross that we all be one, that has not yet been fulfilled. When the Lord says in the gospel today, I will make you fishers of men. I will make you a religious sister. I will make you seminarians. I will make you into your marriage, into your family. Those living out the single life, I will bless you with charisms and gifts. The moment we fail to recognize that it's the authority of Christ the King that we celebrated a few days ago, or 30 days ago, as we began this month, the Feast of All Saints. It's God's glory that comes upon our world, upon our church, upon our hearts. And when we forget that, that's the original sin, pride, that somehow we determine how we're going to define ourselves, identify ourselves, that begins the fracture. The responsorial psalm, the judgments of God are true. They're always true. Even the judgments that bring about condemnation are very true, but the judgments that call us into his life and into his glory are true. They're beautiful. That's the good news. That's what we Christians were able to bring to others. In another gospel, we know that it's Andrew who was the first one who was called. And in that apostolic witness, he ran off to his brother to give witness. We've been baptized into that mission. We run off because we've been called into something new, and we want everyone to be able to share that. And so on this great feast day today, may the Lord renew in each one of us, rekindle in each one of us that apostolic fervor, that restlessness, to be able to bring that good news to others. Andrew gave his life. He was martyred for that apostolic friendship with Jesus. But the Lord's promise and his judgments were always true. I will make you fishers of men. We thank the Lord for his promise to us.